Really, I've got no updates on the injuries. As I mentioned last night, the guys that left the game that didn't return were Vaughn with a groin and Laurente McRae with a knee. So no new updates. We'll fill you in Wednesday. Well, you know, again, it's when you let somebody possess the ball for 10 minutes and it cuts down your opportunities on offense, of course it's a concern. I think the good news is a lot of them are self-inflicted in this league. You know, if you haven't been beat, you haven't played. So, you know, everybody practices and gets paid, and when they make plays, that's good. But when they're self-inflicted, those sometimes are a little more frustrating. And the good news is hopefully we get it corrected. It'll be emphasized, and we'll see. Well, Mike, if you look around the league, you know, the margin of victory is, you know, pretty similar to what our first two victories have been. So it's not an easy task. As I mentioned last night, there's not a lot of 58-0 games in this league. So, you know, it's all a concern. But as I mentioned last night, when you looked at our first quarter of our season and you look at the, you know, every team is a 10-win-plus team. One's a defending Super Bowl champs that we trot to their place this week. You know, and as you mentioned, both Indy and Kansas City were both playoff teams a year ago. You know, I think a month ago I would have taken it. Yeah, it was obviously there was no cadence. Our fans, albeit great fans, were making a lot of noise, so they had to be on a silent cadence. They might have been a little abrupt, something that we're going to, of course, turn in. We'll see what happens. I can't speak about it, but we'll turn it in. You know, so I think, you know, after maybe one or two, I think we probably should have adjusted a little bit better, but unfortunately did not. You know, it's something new in the league. I mean, it's something that's, you know, been happening. It's been around for a while. Probably a few more, you know, now than maybe 15 years ago. But, you know, there was always those guys, as far as I can remember. I mean, going back to Fran Tarkington, you guys might not remember him, but I do. It's a dimension, and it makes it a little tougher to corral and contain, and can buy time, put stress on your pass defense. And there's no doubt that our first three opponents, two we've already faced, one we're about to face, have that dimension. Well, I mean, we're completely into this year now, so not speaking of last year. I think. I don't know that anybody's playing their best football of the year after week two. And I'd say it's a fair assessment that we aren't either. That's something that you try to do, is improve every day and every week. So, hopefully we're playing our best football well into the playoffs. Well, I think, it's really, they're completely different games, completely different circumstances. Yesterday, I mean, we scored on 4 of 7 possessions. The unfortunate part is we only had 7, all right? Where that wasn't the case, 2 weeks ago. It's a catch-22. The good news is, they're self-inflicted wounds in many cases that, we need to correct. And, and it's really in both phases. I think, we've been 100% ball security. In two games offensively, which, I think is a large reason why we're 2-0. We've been more efficient than our opponent in the red area, which, again, is why I think we're 2-0. So there's going to be always things to clean up, and I'm sure there will be next week.